Hello and welcome to a special edition episode of the TRW podcast. I'm Kyle Thomas and this is Riley James.
Hello.
Today we're talking about video games.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So tell me, what has been going on in your gaming week?
World of Warcraft.
That's what I expected.
I know.
So tell me what's been going on in World of Warcraft.
Honestly?
Yep.
Oh, that'll really bore your listeners. Well, I'm only level... Well, actually, now I'm, like, level 28. But when I was level 26, I killed a level 55 Death Knight.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Not all on my own, though.
Mm-hmm.
There was a guard there.
So how does that work?
Well, when a level 55 is trying to gank you, you run away.
Gank?
Yes, gank. You know, like...
Like shank?
No, like gank. Like, they're gonna... They're so high you can't even see their level and they're just gonna sit on you and kill you.
Hmm.
Yes.
Huh.
Then you run away until you find a level 80 to kill them. And then you just sort of sit there and wait until you get the points.
Hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
That's about it.
That's about it?
Yep.
Any story behind that?
No.
No.
Really, it's not that exciting.
So what do you do mainly in World of Warcraft? Because I played the first section, but never really got out of my own little clan or whatever.
Well, you kill stuff. It's really about it. I mean, when you're higher level, you can do, like, battlegrounds and stuff, and that's, like, you kill people, and, I don't know, it's just kill stuff, and that's it.
Hmm. So what, like, obviously this is an open game, so what is the strategy guide for? What does that really help with?
The strategy guide? It helps with, like, when you're actually playing, like, figuring out where quest items are, or how to get certain talents, and, like, learning your craft or whatever, but to help you find things.
That sounds like a party. What's your favorite? What's your most favorite old school game?
Old school game?
Yeah.
Pong.
Pong? Are you serious?
Well, of course. Who doesn't like Pong?
I don't know. Have you ever played Breakout?
No, what's that?
It's that game where it's like Pong, where you have the paddle and then the ball, and then there's a bunch of bricks. And you hit bricks?
Yeah.
I really like that one.
But that's not like Pong.
It's better than Pong.
No, it's not.
I have Pong right there.
Pong is older, so it's cooler.
I have the paddles right there.
You know, it's like old people. Mm-hmm. Old people are way cooler than, like, middle-aged people.
That is true, except they piss me off way more when they're driving.
But does Pong ever drive? No, it doesn't.
Have you ever noticed that you can take an Atari 2600 controller and plug it into a Sega Genesis or vice versa? Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, you can plug them directly in. All my Atari controllers suck, so I end up using my Sega Genesis controllers on my Atari.
Oh.
That would be so awesome if all the plugs were the same. Like, you could use a...
On, like, every game.
Yeah.
Like, all of them.
That's so stupid with the guitars. For, like, Rock Band, that they're not compatible.
I know. And, like, my brother totally busted up my PlayStation 3 controller. Mm. So I can't really play anything on the PS3.
What's wrong with it?
I don't know. Like, only, like, the down arrow and the right works.
Mm-hmm.
And then the X doesn't even work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of, like, the main thing. Sorry. Hey.
That sucks.
Yes, it does.
Hmm. So this week I've been playing a lot of DJ Max 2. Have you ever played DJ Max?
No.
Do you know anything about DJ Max?
Isn't it like DDR for your fingers?
Kind of. It's where everything's scrolling down like Guitar Hero. More like, what's that game in the arcade? The drum game. Do you know what I'm talking about? In the arcade, it's called Beat Mania.
Maybe? Sure.
Something like
the
that.
The one with the autistic kid?
Yeah. Oh, I wish I would have known he was autistic.
Instead of challenging him?
Yeah. Oh. For those of you who don't know, I was schooled face style by an autistic kid at this game who I did not know would be super awesome due to his autisticness.
You should have been able to tell he was super awesome anyways. Only super awesome people know how to
own people. Anyway, back to my original point. It scrolls down like that, and you use all the buttons on the PSP to play it, and it's super cool. And it's from Korea. They don't make it in the U.S. Actually, I think they just released
North Korea?
Yeah, North Korea. Not those Southerns.
Wait, isn't North Korea the bad part?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Aren't they, like, considered one of the quote-unquote axis of evil?
I think so.
I did a test on that today.
Did you?
Yep. Zero.
Derailed yet again from my main topic. Do you know where derailed came from, like that term?
A train?
Yeah.
Because your train of thought was derailed?
No, not at all, actually. You got this trains part right. But no, it came from when they used to have only one set of tracks, and there was one train coming and another train coming. One of those trains would have to... Like, they'd play chicken until one would give up and then reverse back onto these things called side rails, where it would just be a small section where they could pull off, like, the side of the road, basically.
Hmm.
And that's called derailing. And so it was where you basically have to... The term derailing now means where you have to stop what you're doing or are stopping what you're doing. That's where the term derail comes from.
Oh. Can you... Is it true that you can put a penny on the tracks and the train would, like... die?
No.
Oh.
It smashes the crap out of that penny, though. It's pretty cool.
Can we go do that?
Right now?
Well, no. It doesn't matter.
We can eventually do that. Sometime. We should.
I also want to go find a karaoke place.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take Josh. Josh can sing. It could be like an Asian karaoke. No. I know. I saw this Hispanic karaoke sign.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the Hispanic karaoke night. Josh will sing. I don't know. Well, does Josh know Spanish?
I don't know.
Because I know he didn't take French, so he must have taken Spanish, because I'm sure he didn't take Japanese.
I don't even know if he took anything. You don't have to take anything.
Well, that's true. But Josh used to be like a go-getter. He used to care. I don't know if he does now.
Let's see. What else? Oh, yeah, I was playing Miss Pac-Man in American Government, and everyone was freaking out because they're not good, and I'm slightly good. So they're like, whoa, you're so good. I'm like, I'm really not that good. I'm pretty good.
Were you playing the gravity?
Oh, no, that should have...
Non-gravity one?
I should have opened that up. That would have been hilarious. No. I was playing the regular Miss Pac-Man.
Oh.
On MAME.
I'm not very good at Miss Pac-Man.
Why not?
I get stressed.
Stress?
It stresses me out. I mean, it's like you can only go one way until you come up to like a corner or something. Then you have to decide which way to go. And then you've got this guy coming after you who's going to eat you. And it's like, it's just so stressful.
When you get good enough at Miss Pac-Man, you start realizing you press the button before you get to the turn. So if you want to turn right, you press right before you get there. And you're anticipating...
Yeah, because I always miss it.
Yeah, so you got to press it before.
Mm.
If you press it, it'll remember which way you tell it to turn.
But then I can't decide which way to go. It's coming up too fast. All these games are going so fast, I can't decide.
Yeah, I think Miss Pac-Man has probably definitely helped my... I don't know, like speed of general things.
Decision making.
Yeah, fast decision making. Because you're watching four ghosts, all with different personalities. For example, the red one always follows you in a certain direction, and the blue one will follow you in a different kind of pattern. So you kind of have to memorize how that works, then memorize whatever direction their eyes are facing, and then just you build up all these different skills.
I didn't know Ms. Pac-Man was so deep.
It is. It is, actually.
I thought it was just you go.
No, like...
That's probably why I suck at it.
There's... If you ever realize, like, the red ghost always gets you, and you always get sandwiched by the red ghost and the pink ghost.
Mm.
Very rarely the blue ghost. Mm. But the red one is the most superior, and then the pink one's after that. And they all have different strategies about how they're going to get you. If you don't go through the tunnels a lot, they won't go through the tunnels. They may once or twice, but they won't realize you're going through the tunnels. If you start going through the tunnels a bunch and they see you by the direction of where their eyes are facing, then they'll start coming after you a bunch through the tunnels.
This is a lot deeper than Pong.
Yeah.
I like Pong.
I gotta get back into... I really want to play Pokemon Blue again. That game was awesome.
Okay, I have a question. Mm-hmm. So you know all those really nerdy kids? It's like, you can't help but they're nerdy.
Yeah.
And they're just socially awkward. Mm-hmm. I went to Japan with one of them. And like, there's that one kid I sit near in ceramics. Mm-hmm. He sits on the opposite side of Andrew and they always get in fights.
That one that's always... Oh, yeah, no, I know. Yeah.
Okay, why do all those types of kids with their little Game Boys... Mm-hmm. Why are they always pink?
I don't know. Is it pink?
Yes. He has a pink one. And then we were like, dude, you can't call anyone gay. Because he was like calling Andrew gay. And he was like, you can't call anyone gay. You got a pink Game Boy. And he was like, no, it's my sister's. And I was like, they always say that. I went to Japan with a kid who had a pink Game Boy whatever thing. And he said it was his sister's.
They're not expensive. Why wouldn't you just buy a regular color one?
I know. Why did... I don't believe this bullcrap about being his sisters.
Yeah.
Why do they buy the pink ones?
I don't know. Game Boy Colors sell... How much? Game Boy Colors are like $10 at Dimple. Game Boy Advances are like $20. So, I don't know why you can just go get a regular color. Have you realized we've been recording for 12 minutes?
That's... I wouldn't say exciting. I usually say exciting, but... about
it may not be exciting, but it's pretty interesting considering how our regular podcasts are about 30 minutes and you say you can't do a podcast.
Well I mean like I can talk. Mm-hmm. Anyone can talk for a real long time, but it's like what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean I mean honestly I could talk about like World of Warcraft or even, like, Diane von Furstenberg,
mm-hmm.
Chanel. I could talk about all of them for, like, hours, but really it's... I get bored with myself.
Yeah.
Very easily.
I think the video games are interesting. Probably want to stay away from the fashion, because that would derail our audience.
Oh.
I didn't even use that properly.
No, you didn't?
No. I just felt like saying it again, though. So I found out where the word assassin came from.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did it come from?
Well, I can tell you, but
you should
listen
to... Does
it
have to do with a butt?
No.
Oh.
You should listen to the mini podcast, episode 2.
Oh, you have it, like...
Yeah, I recorded it.
Podcasted.
Yeah, it's podcasted. If you downloaded them, you would hear it.
Hey.
If you downloaded it, wait, I gotta do my plug.
Fine.
If you would have downloaded it from iTunes by typing in TRW and looking for The Real World with Josh and Kyle podcast.
Ta-da!
Once you subscribe to that, you'll get all of our episodes for free.
Ta-da! But anyways.
Yeah.
Assassins? Did you know that Chanel dated Rasputin's assassin?
I did not know that.
I know. She's so cool. I want to be just like her. We don't have very many assassins, do we?
No, we don't. I'm sure we do have a lot of assassins, but you just don't hear about them.
You should find one. Date one. She also dated a Nazi. Officer, too. Yeah. And a bunch of dukes. I'm going to go to Europe, find me a Nazi, and... Wait a minute. No, not a Nazi. Okay.
Yeah, stay away from the Nazis.
Okay. Like a... I don't know. I'll find an assassin. Some dukes. Before Robert Pattinson. If you're listening, Robert Pattinson, you're supposed to marry me. FYI.
I'm still digging those guitars. Like I've played a bunch of different Rock Band or Guitar Hero guitars, mm-hmm. and my favorite are still the original red GS ones.
Yeah.
I mean, they work the best out of everything I've played, and the buttons just feel like they should.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't really know how to compare guitars since my brother broke all of my current Rock Band 2 guitars.
Sucka.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know. All of the buttons are always too big for me. And then I tried to use, like, the little buttons on the new guitars.
Uh-huh.
And they're too small. So I think I'm just...
You need a custom guitar.
Yes, I do.
I keep trying to get into all these video games, like renting them from GameStop, and I just can't.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be playing something other than Halo 2, but I just can't get into it, because Final Fantasy 12 has that stupid attack system where I can't just fight. I have to, like, go in and A for which attack, you know, which is cool in Pokemon, but I just really don't enjoy in a fighting game, like a fighting style game.
Like, I find that not necessarily like role-playing games, but like games where you actually are with other people and you're like fighting other people or something, they're more current. Like they're progressing, I don't know. They're always changing and stuff because there's other players there. Yeah. So it's never the same. And I find those more interesting than, you know.
Yeah.
You're not involved with other people. So then it kind of like seems behind with the times.
Yeah. There's like a surprising amount of people still playing Halo 2. Yeah. Even though Halo 3 came out. Probably just because a bunch of people still have Xboxes and not 360s.
Yeah.
And I actually prefer it because I don't like a lot of the stuff in Halo 3. But there's some times at like 2 a.m. when I'll be searching for a game for like an hour and it won't find anyone. And then there'll be other times like 10 o'clock at night when I'll go on and it'll automatically start me up in a game. So I don't know exactly how those servers work. I'm not sure if it's just localized around here because I thought that it was international.
Oh.
I don't know if that's not true anymore.
Like World of Warcraft, they have, like, battlegrounds and stuff. And it's, like, while you're playing, you can be in line, you know, waiting to join a game to go kill other people. But I don't know how they do that either. Like, I think it is, like, worldwide. You can be fighting people in Germany, which is kind of cool. Well, not the fact that they're Germans.
You should start playing Saskia.
I don't know if that's really Saskia's cup of tea, but...
Are you saying you like to kill Germans?
No, I'm not. Is that? I like Germans. Not like bad Germans. Good Germans.
Because you were talking earlier about dating a Nazi, so I'm...
Well, I'm done with that. Did you know that... I probably shouldn't say that. Never mind.
No, do tell.
My great-grandfather, the Japanese one, like they're... There's a bunch of pictures with him and, like, some of his Nazi friends. So, great. Whenever people find out that I'm German and Japanese, and they're like, oh, Axis power. It's like, yeah, closer than you know. Not really. I love the Jewish people. Go gays. Sorry.
Again, are you saying that Jewish people are all gay?
No, I mean, like... Cause they I mean, because they weren't just, like, prosecuting Jews. You know? They prosecuted gypsies and gays. Yeah. Go gypsies, too, I guess.
I still, not really. Like, I have some gay friends, and I don't mind gay people, but I'm just so done with flamboyantly gay people. They piss me off.
Really?
It's just like, I don't want to know.
I think they're hilarious.
I'm fine. They're hilarious for like 3 minutes until my head starts exploding.
I really want one as a best friend. You already know that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Still looking for one. An Asian one, preferably.
I'm pretty sure I got asked by a gay guy to a date the other day.
Wait, were you the one telling me about giving his number out, or was that Josh? That was Josh.
I don't know. Probably Josh.
Josh gave his number out to a guy who asked him on a date, and he was like, "What? No, I'm straight." And it's like, Josh, why'd you give a guy your number? Of course he's going to think you're gay.
Yeah, I have bad luck. I think I've seriously been, like, hit on by more guys than I have girls.
Same with me. Not the guy thing. I've been hit on by more girls than guys.
Really?
Yes. Then again, I can't really tell when a guy is hitting on me. But still.
I'm still confused if that chick was, like, flirting with me.
Oh, or trying ceramics?
To, yeah, trying to flirt with me.
She's a different one.
She is.
I saw her one time. She's definitely interesting.
We were at a dance, and she started trying to dance with Sky. Yeah. I'm not sure if she was trying to get to me or trying to, like, actually dance with Sky. Mm. But Sky says she knows her, and she's not friends with her. But that was creepy.
I'm excited about senior ball, though. Because I'm not going to be dancing like everyone else, but, I mean, it's the last dance. I'm never going to see any of these weirdos again. So I'm just going to dance how I feel like it.
Yeah, I'm kind of like,
do what I want.
There's a bunch of people like Annie Demetrius and stuff like that that I'm really going to miss when they're gone.
Yeah.
It's going to be gay. No more office parties. I'm going to seriously, like, I will drive long distances to hang out with, like, Saunders and stuff.
Oh, of course.
I don't know how, if we are doing the podcast still in fall, we're going to have to do, like, a remote connection to get him on. Because me and Josh and Sky are obviously still going to be here.
Yeah.
But Saunders is going to be in Berkeley. So.
He's going to Berkeley?
I'm pretty sure he's going to Berkeley.
Hmm.
But, it actually wouldn't be that hard.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, because they've got really fast connections down there, and I'm sure we can set them up somehow. I'll send them a mic and stuff.
Yeah. I'll visit him. Mm-hmm. Just because I want an excuse to go down to San Francisco. Like, close.
Yeah. We were in San Francisco, and, like, not that much was going on.
Really?
It was kind of gay. Oh, they had this awesome sit-down Miss Pac-Man. It's called a cocktail table Miss Pac-Man. Way more expensive than my uprights, but I've always definitely wanted a sit-down Miss Pac-Man. They had one on the wharf. It was so awesome.
Yeah.
I really want it. They're like $1,400. I got such a deal on my Miss Pac-Man machine, though, because I, for those of you who don't know, I own a Miss Pac-Man upright arcade, and I bought it off a guy on Craigslist for $300. So, it's a pretty good deal.
I haven't had $300 since I went to Japan.
I'm so out of money right now.
I'm in complete debt up to my eyeballs, like eyebrows more like it, since my parents.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've actually, like, my business has been doing a lot better. It made about $500 this month so far, which isn't bad. And that's with paying Josh, because I pay Josh 20% to do the Craigslist ads. Josh, so far, since we've started, he's made just slightly under $200. And that was, he started posting ads for me about 2.5 months ago.
Crappers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's been going well for him. I'm glad, because he's, you know, needs money and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's helpful.
And, like, I've been trying to get a job since forever and a day ago.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom finally said, because I'm leaving for Amsterdam in July.
Mm-hmm. How long are you going to be there?
3 weeks.
That's cool.
Yeah. My mom finally said that I might as well just stop trying, because it's like, I'm going to have to quit anyways. But it's like, well, I don't have any money now. How do I get money by the time I go to Amsterdam? And then, so I figure if I send out all those, like, graduation announcements, and then people will be like, oh, she's graduating. I don't know who she is, but let's give her some money. Because people do that, I think. My parents do that.
I'm pretty sure at my graduation, I'm going to make a bank. Yeah. I'm not sure. So I'm knocking on wood. Whoa, that picks it up. But, yeah. I think I'm going to make some bank. I don't know what I'm going to invest in. I'm going to invest in something.
Why don't you save it? That's a bright idea.
No.
Save it for a rainy day.
Well, unfortunately, we have to go, and I'm about out of stuff to talk about anyway. So it's been fun. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast through iTunes. You can type in TRW. Look for The Real World with Josh Miller and Kyle Thomas, or type in The Real World with Josh Miller and Kyle Thomas. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating, please. All right. Peace out. Anything to say, Riley?
Robert Pattinson, I love you.
All right. Peace.